Lot number 4775. The Oneironauts. Agata Wojcik, 1970. Contemporary Tapestry on Linen. Presented for viewing this week in the Bell Room, this highly detailed tapestry hangs 6.5 feet high and is 6.5 feet wide. It is always interesting to see a masterwork in a medium that one is not versed in. The lack of understanding of the technique can prove over or underwhelming. It is all too easy not to appreciate something you cannot conceive of, just as it is to imagine complexities that, upon trying out the medium for the first time yourself, do not manifest. The composition superficially resembles the typical Middle Ages scene of a court feast. Important aristocrats sit at a table with the king in the centre, each duke, prince or baron surrounded by chalices, swords or other heraldry so we may know whom they are. The artist has certainly set out to copy or perhaps pastiche the designs of tapestries used by the kings of times gone by. The unique portability of tapestry allows them to be carried by monarchs and nobles as they visited each other's houses and castles. A grand environment rich with art, history, but also status, could be rebuilt wherever the terribly important person went. Experimentation with new raw materials in contemporary tapestry is common, inspired by the resurgence of interest after the war and the upheaval of global fabric supply chains. The scene is certainly of a feast or dinner, though much less grand than that of a castle or court. It is, perhaps, a large, wealthy domestic setting. Red carpets on the floor, wallpaper on the walls, and simple, but still silver, cutlery on the table. Stepping closer, I see the cutlery is embroidered with silver thread, glinting delicately in the diffuse light of the bell room. It was common in the medieval times to weave precious metals, gold or silver, into especially grand tapestries, further increasing the status of the owner. The thin silver filament woven into this cloth is used very sparingly. Silver is more affordable these days, but silver is still silver. The figures around the long dining table are strangely lopsided or slumped, a detail that doesn't quite come across when viewing from afar. On closer inspection, they all appear to be asleep. There has been some grand feast, and the guests are all napping after dinner. Reader, I'm drowsy merely looking at this piece. The warm colours coupled with the subject matter do remind one that it might be time for a rest. But there is more than that. The composition is very bottom-heavy, as though only the lower third of the fabric were designed to be viewed. The long table stretches from edge to edge, surrounded by the napping guests. Above them appears to be, at first viewing, a great deal of empty space, the high ceilings of the room, and at the very top, glimpses of rafters in the darkened corners. But as I examine it closer, I see a glint of silver in that empty space. There is more, much more silver thread woven into the space above the sleeping diners. No sharp edges of shapes are visible. The artist has woven the lines of silver in and out of the fabric, causing large gaps between the different parts of the lines. This is a very wasteful technique, leaving much of the silver behind the tapestry rather than in front of it. But perhaps the silver patterns have been woven just so, for an effect other than mere decoration. The swirling, billowing smoke that the silver highlights gives an impression of a cloud hovering over the sleepers. But there is more. A single thin line of silver snakes out of the cloud down to each of the sleepers, coiling around their heads and necks, and entering through the nose. A detail stood out to me. The silver cutlery on the table is joined by a silver goblet at each place. The design is plain, but for this mark, again, of a ship with black sails. Is this a club or a secret organisation? Then why are they all sleeping? The scene is perhaps more abstract than I'd initially thought it to be. I cannot perfectly interpret what is happening, reader. You must see it for yourself. I wonder, are the sleepers making the cloud? Or does the cloud make the sleepers? I am, however, left with the impression that we are presenting this piece incorrectly. The tapestry is 6.5 feet square. I don't believe it was made to be hung on a wall. It was made to be thrown across a bed.